I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to this segment. My name is Buddy Schulo. So good to talk to you and have you on for this segment here. And we are here with one of our favorites, and that's PB Elder Law. And they're one of our favorites because we know how much you like them and you need them and you need to hear what they have to say, because it probably applies to you at PB Elder Law. Their phone number is 716-204-1055. That's 716-204-1055, your consultation. Really easy to find right on Cayuga by the airport in Cheektowaga. Go to pbelderlaw.com. And we are here with the one and only Dawn Mishka. Dawn, nice to have you on this segment as always.
Hi, buddy. Nice to see you again.
Well, it's good to see you too. And we say see you because you are on Zoom, and it's just easier to do things that way, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is.
I mean, it really is. Okay, so we're going to talk about Medicaid estate recovery. Now, this is something I never heard about. So, and I believe this is the first time we're talking about this. So I'm going to just leave it up to you on what this is over the segment.
Yeah. So what I thought about was, as you said, this is something that probably hasn't been spoken to, previous topic on your show, but it affects everybody. And it's important when somebody is over the age of 55 and they're on Medicaid. Okay. Whether you're in a nursing home or not, and you're on Medicaid and you're over the age of 55, under New York state law, Medicaid has the right to recoup whatever benefits they've paid out on your behalf from age 55 until you pass away. So, and what does that mean? How do they recoup it? Well, when somebody goes into a nursing home, okay, and if you're not able to privately pay, you know, a nursing home $18,000 or $20,000 a month, and you have to apply for Medicaid. So if you think about it, Medicaid is actually like loaning you money to pay the nursing home, okay? But when you pass away, that interest-free loan that Medicaid gave to you to pay the nursing home, that interest-free loan comes due. So if somebody passes away and they were receiving Medicaid benefits, Medicaid is entitled by law to recoup whatever goes through that person's estate. And this is always important, okay? Clients always say to me, well, mom or dad, they were in a nursing home. You know, we applied for Medicaid, but Medicaid says that they can keep X amount of dollars and qualify for Medicaid. And I'm like, yeah, that's correct. But if there's anything that ends up going through your loved one's probate, Medicaid has the right to be reimbursed that money that goes through probate. And what probate is, again, is so when somebody dies, that they leave behind an asset like a bank account, a car, a house that was only in the deceased person's name. And if there was no co-surviving owner or no beneficiary listed, then that item ends up going through probate. And if that individual who passed away was on Medicaid, and if there's an item or cash or things that go through probate, Medicaid is the first person who gets that money, not your beneficiaries if you have a will. If you don't have a will, it doesn't go to your surviving heirs either, okay? Medicaid has the right to recoup that money. There's always exceptions, you know, with every rule of law, there's always an exception. if you have a surviving spouse, Medicaid cannot recoup all of that money if the first spouse who was in the nursing home died. Okay. If the person in the nursing home who was on Medicaid has a disabled adult child, Medicaid cannot recoup all of that money if the decedent's assets go through probate. But it is something people need to be aware of so that, you know, their assets don't go through probate. When we meet with clients here, we're all for, you know, reviewing assets and trying to figure out and explain to clients, if you have this account, this will go through probate. And if you're on Medicaid, this is what will happen to that account. So Medicaid planning, avoiding probate, that all kind of goes hand in hand together. Okay. So what does, how does Medicaid, you know, recover against an estate? Well, again, if there's anything that ends up going through probate, Medicaid's entitled to recoup those assets and be reimbursed for what Medicaid paid out. If there's no estate, Medicaid does not and cannot go after a beneficiary on a life insurance policy, or a beneficiary on a bank account, or a surviving co-owner on real estate. Okay. Those assets don't go through probate. So if there's no probate assets, Medicaid receives zero when they do an estate recovery. So again, it's always important to try to not only do Medicaid planning, but avoiding probate. And it should go without saying, even if doing Medicaid planning, if somebody never needs Medicaid, never needs to go into a nursing home, but you've helped your family avoid probate of your assets when you pass away, then it's kind of like a win-win situation.
Well, these are complicated issues, and it's good that you're explaining these things to us, because you want to talk to PB Elder Law for the expertise on these topics and the professionalism and knowledge that you're going to need to know to get these things done correctly. 716-204-1055 is the phone number for your consultation. 716-204-1055. We're here with Dawn Mishka talking. They are on Cayuga, right in Cheektowaga by the Buffalo Airport. You can go on their website at pbelderlaw.com. So, Don, let me ask you this. Who is, give me like the yeoman's version, the elevator paragraph of the person, that person who fits into what we're talking about today. What's going on in their life?
That is somebody who has a bank account only in their name, has real estate only in their name, and end up going permanently in a nursing home. Those are the people that we're talking about here.
Hmm. Do in a lot of cases, do the sons or the daughters take care of these things? Are they the ones who call PB Elder Law on behalf of their parents?
Yeah, that's a good question. The sons, the children, sons and daughters do call our offices, but we always resort back to whether their loved one had a power of attorney document. Because if the parent who's in a nursing home didn't do any planning, whether Medicaid or avoiding probate, the children, if there was no proper power of attorney document in place, the children, their hands are going to be tied. And when their loved one passes away in a nursing home, chances are they're going to lose all of that money to Medicaid after they pass away.
Hmm. What about Medicaid taking people's houses? I mean, this is, now I'm starting to get angry. I'm getting mad. This is, I am getting mad because these are complicated issues and people need to talk to PB Elder Law about this kind of stuff. What about Medicaid taking people's houses away. Can that happen?
Yeah, you know, I that seems to be the thing that everybody is always afraid of, you know, and the question I always get asked, well, you know, can Medicaid take my house? If you're a single individual and you are on Medicaid and you're in a nursing home, Medicaid cannot take your house. Okay. Medicaid could put a lien against your house. Okay. With the hopes of that only your name is on the ownership of the house, so that when you die, if the house goes through probate, Medicaid has their lien and Medicaid gets reimbursed, okay? But during somebody's lifetime, no, Medicaid's not in the real estate property management business. They're not going to take your home, but what they will do is put a lien against your house.
Which doesn't really come, the roosters don't come home to roost there unless you're trying to sell the house or something like that. And then,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then
yeah,
you
exactly.
have liens coming up like that. What about Medicaid estate work? Do you do that?
Well, we do estate work. We represent individuals who have passed away. We represent their executor or administrator of their estate.
Yeah, I guess that's what I was meaning to ask is how does Medicaid estate work? How does that work?
Oh, I see. Okay. So you mean the Medicaid estate recovery?
Right.
So generally when somebody passes away, Medicaid will file a lien against somebody's estate if there is something that, you know, if there's an estate that was opened with the local court, with the surrogate court. Mm-hmm. Medicaid will always file their lien against the estate. Another way Medicaid will find out is they'll send a letter generally to the children of the individual who is in the nursing home after the individual has passed away. Medicaid will send these random collection letters, these random questionnaires to the children of the decedent, inquiring about, is there an estate? How much is in the estate? Did the individual have any assets in their own name? And if you don't fill out that questionnaire correctly, you could inadvertently turn over joint bank accounts or even, you know, accounts that or real estate where somebody was listed jointly. You could inadvertently turn that asset over to Medicaid. It's important that if somebody's on Medicaid and in a nursing home, and they pass away, that their children, if they receive that questionnaire, don't take that questionnaire lightly. You know, talk to an elder law attorney to make sure that questionnaire is filled out correctly.
Right.
I had a client just this week get a questionnaire, and the decedent had a joint bank account with her son. And he's not a client of mine. He just called me randomly. And I said, well, let me look at the questionnaire before you send it out. And he sent me the questionnaire. And sure enough, he listed the joint bank account that he and his mother had. And I said, no, 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 it's not probate. It's not subject to Medicaid estate recovery. If you submitted that questionnaire, Medicaid would have completely depleted that account and, you know, recouped all of that money from that account. So again, spending a little money, you know, for good advice is better than losing thousands and thousands of dollars if you do it incorrectly.
God, I admire you. I really do. This is good advice, and I always recommend for people to call my favorites over at PB Elder Law. Don Mishka is who we were talking to. Thanks for the great advice, Don. 716-204-1055 is the phone number. You can go to pbelderlaw.com, or you could see them They're actually have offices right on Cayuga by the airport in Cheektowaga. Don, always good, always enlightening to talk to you with all the great information that you give our listeners. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, buddy.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.